Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout, a Cowboys insider, a Mavs insider, a Rangers insider, an international affairs insider from time to time. There's Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. He's at Master Control. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And, of course, Woolchuck and Chiafalo, the Nosebleed Boys, riding along with you once again. And it is time now for more of their brand of gold, as Eric Chiafalo has. Did this really happen? Here he is, Chief.
Yeah, man, I was a little bit blown away last week. So I'm kind of off the grid. I'm in Mexico hanging with my wife and the family. It's kind of nice to just disconnect a little bit, but I couldn't help myself. I had to hop on the Twitter from time to time, and it felt like every time I opened up my Twitter account for 5-10 minutes here or there, I just saw some wild stuff, and I'm like, wow, this is a big week. Last week was a big week in the world of sports and just kind of in general, where I'm like, dear God, all this stuff is happening right now. I'm kind of bummed out that I'm missing being able to talk about these things. So I'm like, let's kind of rehash some of the wild stuff that took place last week, starting with Fernando Tatis's ringworm. What the hell?
The ringworm?
I don't...
You're not going to go with the suspension.
No, well, the...
Which is the ringworm...
The ringworm excuse is not the excuse that I was anticipating hearing, right? Like, you get the steroid, and then you get the suspension, and he says, oh, I was treating ringworm on my head. It's the single worst excuse anyone's ever heard, but also, it's a little bit... I mean, he's pioneering. This is not something we've
heard
before.
It's a new angle.
It is.
We've heard the I had steak in Mexico excuse.
Yep.
The beef was treated with hormones.
Boom.
That's what you picked up. We've heard, oh, no, that was vitamin B shots.
Yep.
I've even heard, oh, I was drinking some really like special whiskey, and it set off the metabolism in my gut differently, which made me pop. Yeah. I've never heard this one.
Blame it on the alcohol, huh?
And that's what you have to do, is because once one person's already done it, now you can't fall into that trap before because, hey, like you stay away from that kind of beef then. Like, you learn from other people's mistakes. This is a new one that he can say, I didn't know there was a ringworm situation with the medication that I was using to treat it. And now all of a sudden, I'm suspended 80 games. This is completely not my fault, I promise. Now his dad's coming out and saying something else about
his hair, I thought, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and it kind of involves the ringworm thing where it's like he got a haircut and then he developed ringworm because of it, and then it's steroid popped. It's not my fault.
Everyone in that Padres clubhouse is basically grow up. AJ Preller saying trust, that's something we probably need to develop with this guy.
I couldn't believe that he went the ringworm route, but I also kind of respected it.
Ringworm sounds horrible. Oh, when terrible. You bring it up, I'm kind of like, all right, don't ask, don't tell.
Awful. It's kind of like
conversation.
And you don't know what's in those creams.
No.
Don't know what's in the creams that you get. And you're just like, okay, that's going to get the ringworm away? Fine, because sure. I can't be seen with this ringworm.
That's right. It is somewhat plausible. You know,
it's murky.
You know, it's kind of like the Lyle Collins attempt to bribe the drug test guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you're toast, right? You might as well throw something out on the 5% chance that it works. Yeah, no, it was ringworm. Had a fungus from a haircut.
I had hepatitis C.
No. Okay,
it's
damn
a wild one.
I guess I'm out 80 games. It was worth a shot.
I was reading up on it a little bit, and it makes sense. Like, there's really no reason for, other than just like a particular type of moral situation that you have internally that would make you not want to do that for your legacy. There's no real reason for these guys like a Fernando Tatis not to do that. They're like, he's got the guaranteed money.
Go for it.
And there's no like the owners, I believe, were trying for a long time to, hey, if you get popped for steroids in any way, you get suspended, we can take away your guaranteed money. But there's too many things that get sketchy involved with that, so it never got approved. So you're Fernando Tatis, you have $350 million or whatever guaranteed. You're not losing any of that.
He's living like it, too. He was riding his motorcycle, gets hurt doing that. That's why he was out already. And now he's ringworm.
I feel bad for that barber, though, because everybody knows I'm the guy that was cutting Fernando's hair, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
been blogging, posting all the pictures on Instagram. Now he's, like, giving people ringworm. Oh, my God. Point, if a millionaire to get ringworm, so will your broke ass.
You'd like to think
I'm
going
to have to be compensated for that. That's bad branding you're putting
bad,
on me.
100%. Like, you better break me off a little bit, Fernando, because you know how important our relationship is. And so if you want to set me up for life, then so be it. I don't have to cut hair anymore.
I mean, I'll even cover for you.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, there was.
I got to clean the joints. Damn.
Oops. Yep, you're going to have to pay me a little bit. So that was a little bit eye-popping for me. And then this one as well, I got to catch up on the Hard Knocks, right? The first episode of Hard Knocks. And so these little clips are pumping out of Dan Campbell and just how much of a caveman he is, and he's amazing. And I saw this particular clip, and I'm like, is this the meanest, most violent thing anyone's ever said in football, and there's going to be no repercussions, Dan?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
Like, first of all, there's so much to unpack here. Of like, what does this even mean? I don't know exactly what this looks like, where there's a person having one ass cheek, three toes. Is it three on each foot? Or, like, how does this all play out? But this has to be one of the meanest things. That, yeah. Like, Jerry's getting in trouble for saying the M word, and he's out here calling out people with
what?
One ass cheek.
What did he say?
M. Oh. That is very close in the alphabet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going Dan Campbell.
He's just saying everyone's fair game, and I appreciate it.
I'm just glad he hasn't bit a kid out there yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Oh, he will bite a kid out there.
That's how he'll be fired.
He's going to bite something.
But somebody need to rub on his belly, calm him down.
Sure.
The one ass cheek, three toes is an idea that, like, do you think he had that planned, or was he sort of losing himself while he's hyping up his team before practice, and that's the first thing that came to mind? I don't understand the one ass cheek, three toes situation.
It's kind of like he's going for the Jerry Jones crippled cricket's ass, or, you know, circumcising a mosquito. But when Jerry says it, it's folksy and kind of clever. And Man Campbell, as you call him, he's like caveman Campbell.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
He is. He's a
damn dog. Just trying to envision the one bum cheek.
Right, me too. I'm like,
It doesn't work.
Is it on one? Does that mean you only have one leg? Because
the sitting.
You sit sideways.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's a horizontal cheek there.
Oh,
it's a crackless
cheek. Horizontal.
It's horizontal and it's crackless. And then the three toes, I didn't really understand where
you'd
he was
actually
going
be able to fit on your toilet seat at home.
That's true. I am having a toilet seat issue at my apartment, but it's an old school apartment where the toilet was just built. I don't know. I guess asses were made much smaller at a certain time. It's very circular, oval like the new age toilets are.
You gotta get a new seat.
I'm sorry about that.
And it's, it's a bit problematic for me. I guess it would be more advantageous for the crappy toilets that I have at my apartment to just have one.
It was made before they
put
all the steroids in the food?
Yes.
And that ass is just wide.
Watch
everybody.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. I felt like that was one of the meanest things anyone's ever said. Like, you could have one ass cheek, three toes, and I'm still gonna beat your ass. Nobody knows what it means, but it's certainly is provocative, and it's getting the people going. And the Hard Knocks, I watched the episode. I'm like, I'm in on this Hard Knocks, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm in on Dan Campbell. His practice, you want to talk about way more physical than anything we saw at Oxnard?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. These dudes are doing like straight up, like the same Oklahoma type of drill that you remember in high school. These guys are actually tackling each other.
Yeah, they're bombing on each other.
They are, man.
It's the 972 Texans, and their favorite quote was the Lions running back saying to the defensive back, man, we're running through y'all like diarrhea.
Damn!
Well, I do love all the former players that are coaches on that staff, where it's Deuce Staley and it's
Aaron Glenn. They fight all the time.
Oh, yeah. It makes for great television.
Yeah, I'll never forgive Aaron Glenn for Santana Moss. Him and Roy Williams really bleeped us that night.
Oh, was that a Monday nighter?
Yeah, it was when the triplets got inducted into the Ring of Honor. I was there for that game.
The last 2 minutes of the game?
Yep.
Something left
of the game? We were 13-zip.
Gosh, Santana Moss is one of the most hated ones.
Can't stand him.
It seemed like he always had big games.
He did.
All right, the other thing that was wild, this Marshawn Lynch driving with like one missing tire? Is that what we were doing?
That
here?
Happened. Yeah,
we were just hammered. Well,
he
driving
was very
around.
Intoxicated.
I think he was parked at that time, right?
Yeah,
they
black flagged him.
He
at
thought
that
he
point.
Had four tires.
Right, yeah. He's thinking he's got four tires, yeah. And he's driving on a front just wheel. He's just spinning his rim, and I'm like, for how many miles was he driving with one rim just eating concrete? And it's like up on a curb.
Yeah.
Pretty ass Mustang too.
Yeah, that was a nice looking car. Sometimes you get a flat and you're like, I don't want to get out and change this right now. I'm just going to get it home and then we'll figure it out in the morning. And if you're going long enough, that tire will come right off that rim. That would be my only, or you're so hammered you don't realize you're running on a flat.
Well, if you look
how
at
does
the
he get down
shot,
to the rim?
The mug shot yeah, he was tells gone. You he was tore up. Like he might have just left Draymond Green's wedding. It's probably what
stop
was taking
by drop
place.
Off a gift.
Yeah, that was a combo platter of things going into the body that night. I don't think you could just blame one particular alcoholic beverage. Like that was a mixture of things. And so that one was a little bit popping for me. I hadn't seen that one before driving with the wheel, and it's a nice car. That thing got tore up pretty bad. Okay, we also have I can't imagine how this guy felt afterwards. Did we have a Guinness record situation of ghost peppers? The most ghost peppers.
Oh, I didn't see this one.
In no. 1 minute. This
I
is
stay away no. from the ghost peppers.
17 ghost peppers in 1 minute.
Is he still with
you're
us?
Tore up.
I don't know what the aftermath is on
I
this
guy. I thought
this
was you after the photos and the videos you were sending me in the toilet situation.
No, I did have, we can run through some Mexico vacation chronicles. Mexico. I did have one day that tore me up pretty bad.
Might need to do some restroom revelations for that.
Yeah, we might.
Yeah, we need to get this at some point this week.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that. But this is a wild deal. And in 60 seconds, this dude crushed Gregory Foster. 17 ghost peppers. And I need a follow-up on this. I need a follow-up on this. Like what, that cannot be doctor recommended in any way. And I just don't know how this guy physically was able to hold up after
wouldn't that
this.
Melt a hole in your intestines or stomach
yeah,
or
I mean,
something?
We're talking about the Flamin' Hot Cheeto girl
yesterday. What'd you just do, bro? Off.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I elbowed it.
Gosh, I thought I did something.
But I don't know what the deal is where
what'd
we
you
have
just do, bro?
We have the Cheetos situation, the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Now my headphones aren't working.
No, it's as he swung around, your elbow grazed that button perfectly.
I feel like I can't hear anything in my headphones right now.
I can hear you.
Just keep talking.
You're good. It's a
you're
sad fine. Deal. Sure, okay, but I can't. If Lucius is talking, I apologize. Good. I can't hear anything.
He told you you're good.
He said you're
okay.
Good.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Well, congratulations to that guy. I say congratulations because he's a Guinness World Record holder, but I also have no idea if he's actually still with us. But either way, 17 ghost peppers in 1 minute I thought was pretty dang incredible. And then also, and this is the thing that I've talked about for a long time, Walchuk, you can attest to this. When we start talking about water parks, and that it may or may not involve my terrible bathroom situation from the Mexico stories that we'll get to later. But there was a water park nightmare that took place. And everybody always talks about the public pools and the water parks and stuff. And everybody's worried about people peeing in the pool.
Yeah,
and that's a given. Don't even. Yeah.
Right. The underreported issue is all the farting that takes place in these pools. Mm. Okay, and then what happens? It is because
fecal material.
Yeah, the fecal material, and I'm reading dozens sick. How about this for a headline?
From the gas.
Dozens sick. Three hospitalized over feces exposure at water park.
No.
I'm telling you, this is the CDC.
What do you want? The water parks just closed down?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Just get over it.
I am anti-water park guy.
Okay, we were up at this pool, at a public pool for a birthday party. And at one point in the middle of it, they were like, everybody out of the pool. A kid had pooped in the pool.
Nope.
Yeah.
They get the net out.
Nope.
Like 15 minutes later, bro, they're like, okay, it's all clear.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yep.
You have to just fill that pool with cement and move to a different location.
When I used to be a CAM counselor at the Jewish Community Center, we had a pooping in the pool incident. That thing was closed for the day.
Yeah. Drain the pool. Double chlorine.
Yes.
We'll see you next month.
Got a 15-minute later, we're good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. It's problematic. And it's one of those weird things. It's... It's what I look at of probably where I've changed the most from, like, what you loved as a kid. And then as adult, you're like, I can't even imagine. I want nothing to do with the water park. And as a kid, it was amazing. The wave pool was outstanding. Yeah. And like NRH2O and river. Hurricane Harbor here, we got great slides. And now
river
I'm like,
pee.
That is disgusting. Yeah, and you think about the pee, but bro, I'm telling you, everybody is ripping them in the water and you get wild stuff like,
going
on.
Go home
on,
and take
dude.
A shower, you sicko.
And how many of them, like, had a number two before they came to the pool, didn't shower? You know? God. They got residuals hanging back there.
I mean, how many of you
feel skin marred?
Imbeciles don't wash your hands after going to the bathroom here. Now you're complaining about these people.
I don't
want to
hear
pool.
Anything from you, Wolchuk.
All right.
It's been 2 days of nothing but farts coming from that part
I'll
of the studio.
Fart. Yeah. I wash my hands. Yeah. I'm hygienic.
Yeah.
You still hygienic. Young. You still young. That's how I know you fart in public. When you get old my age, you don't trust farts like that. You disappear when it's time to go fart.
I have started
you know what
to get
might
nervous.
Be happening.
I've never seen someone trust a fart quite like Wolchuk, man. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I'm starting a lot to scare myself.
There's a lot of Wolchuks swimming in our local water parks, okay? So just be aware. This is that was kind of a PSA, really.
I don't know
appreciate
water
that.
Park,
I feel informed
though.
Now.
A PSA.
Yes, a poo-SA. We have a shout-out to Sonic, who's bringing back the pickle slush. I saw that last week.
Is it good?
I don't know.
It's got to be good for a hangover.
It is a fan favorite. It's not something that I necessarily dabble with, but to the folks that do, I mean, congrats to you.
Pickle juice is good for hangovers.
Shoot, it's amazing for hangovers.
It is. It's good for catching, like if you're catching
salt.
A cramp.
And don't trust a fart after drinking a whole lot of pickle juice, neither.
Oh, that's a pro tip right there.
That's a real fact, bro.
And then to close it down here, apparently, how about this for a headline? This poor bear, this happened last week, a disoriented brown bear
Come
cub.
Here, bear.
Believed to have been intoxicated after eating an excessive amount of mad honey, a type of honey that can have hallucinogenic effects, and he has been rescued in northwestern Turkey.
Good to know.
So that happened last week to a local bear. He is apparently okay. I don't know that I can say the same for the ghost pepper world record holder or anybody that was swimming in that water park, but the bear is going to be okay.
You didn't see the carriage horse that took a dive in New York City, did you?
I didn't like that at all.
They were like the heat. They got heat exhaustion, and the police were like squirting water on the horse to try and get him up. No. And then at the end, they finally, they got him up and then got him out of the street. And then they had like the carriage guy was pulling the carriage himself to get it out of the guy. But it was a scary, I mean, you're like thinking, everybody's just standing around taking videos of this horse laying in the street.
But that's how they did this high-ass bear, too. He was just sitting there, and there's like people with their cell phones going around just looking at this bear.
Everybody was yelling world
stoned
star
out of his
at
mind. Yeah. Oh, what's up, bear? Freaking him out and everything.
Tongues just hanging out of his mouth.
Poor guy doesn't know what's
like, I was just
on.
Eating honey, bro.
Where
this
do you get this
I
honey,
do.
By the way? Where did we get this?
Yeah.
In Turkey, I guess.
Oh. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, it is time now for the Expressway. 35 minutes uninterrupted sports content. We have Bobby Belt, Cowboys Insider, joining you in about 14 minutes to get you the absolute latest as the Cowboys leave Oxnard for good. And then LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Nation. It is time for the Expressway, 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. The truckers are back after me. 623, Gavin, only 23% of those wrecks are the large truck's fault. I understand, you know. I think there are more bad drivers in regular vehicles than trucks. But it's just, you know, when the trucks hit, you have those big fancy insurance companies and they do more damage. So I want to inform the Tolos about their rights and what the best options to take is if you do find yourself the unfortunate victim of one of those accidents.
You hit my big ass truck, call me right now. I'll kick their ass.
That's right. Okay, we go to the Twitter account of Aaron Wilson. Anthony Barr has passed his physical and was activated. So we're going to get Anthony Barr against the Chargers in this joint practice tomorrow, Brian?
He's going to start practicing. Yeah, that was the plan, that they were going to try and work him back in. They feel like that they've got him past the ramp-up stage and ready to go. So keep an eye out on some of those tweets and stuff from practice. I wonder if the Cowboys are showing the live streaming of practice again.
They better. That was good.
They did a great job with that. I hope they do it.
Well, I've been highly cynical of the Cowboys, but if the Anthony Barr addition works like I think it's going to, and the running game works as well as it did against Denver, I'll change how I'm looking at this football team. I think a big part of it, though, is Anthony Barr staying healthy and really opening up Micah Parsons and, you know, Dan Quinn's guys to be able to do even more. Okay, let's go to the morning news here as we're kicking off the Expressway with some Cowboys Twitter here. Top tweets going viral about America's team. What do you think about this article posted in the morning news today? The headline, "How Shortened Preseason Creates a Real Dilemma for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys." And, you know, basically the topic is Dak's been getting hurt a lot. You know, you want to keep him healthy. You only have three games. And, you know, you have Tampa and Cincy in weeks 1 and 2. So you really want to go in and hit the ground running in week 1. But you have Prescott with this recent injury history. Guys, I would err on the side of keeping my guys healthy, especially Dak, who, like, over the last 25 games played going back into the 2019 season with the shoulder, the AC joint, and then the big one in 2020. And then last year it was shoulder and it was calf, and there was one other one in there as well. I definitely think it's time until further notice to take a cautious approach with Dak.
Yeah, there's 100%. No way. And McCarthy's pretty much said that's what their plan is. And I think, you know, Dak's going to get his work during these practices. He did against the Broncos and he did against the Chargers. And you might end up being a little bit slow to start off against the Bucs, but it is what it is, right? McCarthy has this approach. We saw it last year. He doesn't play the starters in preseason. I think given Dak and some of these offensive linemen and some of the injury history the Cowboys have had with certain players, I don't think it's something we're overly up in arms about. Andy Reid does it differently in Kansas City. He wins a lot of games. He plays the starters. He thinks that's the best way to get ready to play. I don't think there's a right or wrong, but you're not going to see number four play in the preseason.
And it didn't seem to matter where, I mean, Dak was at his best at the start of the season last year. It wasn't like he needed the first couple of games to ramp up, right? He was dominant to start the season.
That's a great point.
They went toe-to-toe against the Bucs.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, like, Justin Herbert's never played a preseason snap in his entire career.
Yeah, he's been on fire.
He's nasty.
Brian, what do you think about the idea of maybe making these joint practices the new preseason? If we're going to get real starters and the coaches want to control it, this should be the thing televised 8 o'clock on Saturday night, shouldn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think you're on to something, because to me, that's, if we get one less preseason game, these coaches just love to control the tempo of practice. And you know, and also it allows them, they could get some good work, and you could get with the other team and schedule stuff. You could schedule the 9-on-7 stuff to get your inside run stuff. You can schedule the 1-on-1s if you want, just to kind of get, you know, see a little competitive periods. You know, and then you're not going to get your quarterback hit, you know, unless something happens where an offensive lineman gets beat or he gets thrown into the quarterback or on the ground or something like that. You're probably not going to have your quarterback touched at all. And sometimes even your running backs too. I mean, they'll let them get through the hole and things. So I am totally on board with the controlling of the practices. I think that's the route you're going to see more teams go to.
Yeah, because I want the stars on TV, Chief.
Dude, yeah, from a football, like a fan viewing standpoint, if you could get, like, you get Broadus and Sham just kind of talking through a Cowboy practice that is versus another team, and you're getting these one-on-one and all these certain drills, but you're actually getting the guys that you care about watching,
yeah,
getting some reps and stuff like that. I think that would be really fun.
I mean, for journalists trying to peg down who's going to all be on the roster, and for coaches trying to peg down who's going to be on the roster, the preseason is great. But when it's Dennis Houston and guys like Ryan Nall, I'm like, I don't care. You know, I know I'm supposed to care. Oh, I want to who's on the depth chart of this team, but I know you guys aren't determining whether this team wins a playoff game or not. You know, your guy's trying to make a career, but nobody's ever going to remember your name, and I'm having to watch you for 3 hours. I think they could make a lot more ratings cash if you just had the stars maybe a little bit mic'd up from time to time. Make it a real presentation that they can also get work in. Mike McCarthy on Terrence Steele, the quote from John Machota: you got to be so impressed with Terrence Steele. 2 years in a row, he's had a tremendous offseason. I think Terrence is someone that has a chance to be an anchor over at right tackle for us for a long time. Tell me it ain't so, Brian. This guy needs to be a bridge right tackle until we draft a real one.
No, that's, you know, Mike's doing a great job of talking up Terrence. Still mentioned that I watched the All-22 this morning and watched Terrence. And, you know, there's the only issues that Terrence still has is the lack of power. Everything else about him, he's not going to make mistakes. He's going to find a way to try and put himself in position to get his block. He just physically at times can't get the block.
He'll get run around too.
Well, he has a better chance of when he gets out of his stance. Now, there were some times in practice, and we've seen the clips and things like that, where, you know, Parsons just ran around him. He was laid out of his stance. But when he kicks away and gets away, he can work his guy wide. It's the other stuff. And I was watching Ball too today, you know, with him. The problems are these inside moves. These guys just, they have no power step either with their left foot or the right foot to kind of cut things. You watch guys like Tyron Smith and those guys play. And Tyron used to have a little bit of a problem this early in his career, but he figured it out. He steps hard inside, and he's able just to anchor down and not let you get inside on him. And I think that's the thing with Steele. It's just that lack of power scares you on all his blocks. I mean, I thought the run blocking stuff he was able to do, they ran the ball away from him a couple of times. He was able to cut off the backside. See, he could do the athletic things. Hmm. It's the just have to sit down and take somebody on one-on-one that he really, really lacks.
Penalties continue to be a big topic of discussion on Cowboy Twitter, and the main premise is this Mike McCarthy's fault? Dan Rogers from Blogging the Boys tweeting the Cowboys have finished with the most penalties and the 11th most penalties the last 2 years. They never finished that bad in the rankings in any of the previous 7 seasons. It's not foolish to believe that discipline and accountability are lacking under Mike McCarthy. The thing that makes it so difficult is penalties in Green Bay were never a problem for him.
No.
So is it something with the circumstances here? He's taken his eye off the ball. Was there an assistant in Green Bay that was helping him account for these things? Not quite sure, but to me, you have to get it remedied. And when you talk about it all offseason and you've done nothing to improve it, in fact, it was worse, it really makes me wonder if the players really respect what he says. Maybe the damage that Jerry Jones did to his authority is permanent and fatal.
I just think, you know, in Green Bay, Mike didn't have a huge voice in the personnel there. Ted Thompson and those guys, the scouts, Mike was in the room and things like that, but the scouts pretty much helped Mike, you know, pick the team for Mike. Here he has more of a say in the team. He had a big say in guys like, you know, Kelvin Joseph, who lined up offsides on a field goal attempt the other day, or actually a field goal attempt against the team that right before the half. You know, you wonder about some of the players you bring in, football intelligence, you know, awareness, things like that. I think a lot of these penalties, you know, I was watching the penalties with Tyler Smith this morning. And the one takedown, he's just got to learn just to
let go.
Just go flat. When the guy's going to the ground, just immediately put your hands out and go flat down with him and then fall on top of him and you'll be fine. The penalty, the first penalty he got, he yanked the inside pad of the defender. You could see it. And now it's one of those things where you could, you know, he's going to his left. The defender tries to adjust back to his right. He's just got to learn to let go. The ball's past him. So he's just got to learn to let go there. But you see him kind of tug on with his right hand. And the official sees that. That's a legitimate call. But the second one, that's just, hey, when you're going to the ground with a guy, just pull your hands back and just, you know, go to the ground with him. And then you don't get called for that. So, you know, with McCarthy, it's, you know, they had some veteran guys making penalties as well. That whole thing with the roughing the passer on third down was a terrible situation.
It's also how he's gone about acknowledging the penalties, right? How he spoke about it all last year.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe irritating. You know, he's making excuses for him. And then even today, or the other day, and after the game, he's talking about, well, you know, last year was last year, this year's this year. Well, coach, I mean, we're coming off of a playoff loss where you had double-digit penalties, and then your first game back since you have 17. So it's not like it's a media-driven narrative. Like, this is this is a concern.
But at least respect the improvement. Like, it's just baby steps. You go from 18 to 17, and before you know it, you're going to be sitting at zero penalties per game.
That's right.
That'll be at the end of the season, right?
When 2024, you're probably not in the playoffs. Baby. Yeah. Here we go. It's time to catch up with Bobby Belt, our Cowboys insider, every night at this time. It is brought to you by the on-time experts. Here he is, Mr. Belt. Good afternoon, sir.
Howdy. How are you?
Doing good.
He's in the building.
What's up with you? What are you working on?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just looking forward to finding out some more about this team through these practices and this game this week, and just ready to get the regular season underway. I'm ready for that to start already.
Do you think it's possible that Mike McCarthy has already lost his authority or his punch? I mean, they're fighting, they're committing penalties, all the things he keeps talking about. It's like the Cowboys players aren't really paying that much attention to it.
No, I mean, I don't think it's that he's lost authority or anything like that. I think generally everybody on that team likes and respects him and things like that. I just think, you know, they lack discipline, and there's a lot of young players there that are going to need to learn how to be a pro, learn how, you know, you can't have Jalen Tolbert as a rookie having false starts and, you know, just some of those penalties. And so I think those will get ironed out, you know, as things move along. I think that it's been enough of an emphasis that, you know, hopefully they're able to iron that out. And I mean, if they're able to eliminate the penalties, then they're going to be more on track to have a great season.
Your buddy David Hellman brings this one to the table. Are the Cowboys setting up Dak to be a scapegoat?
No, look, I mean, I've mentioned this over the week. I think that the thing that they need is they need that offensive line to block. If the offensive line is blocking okay, then I think it's reasonable to ask your quarterback to elevate your receivers. I mean, I don't think you want to give them scrubs necessarily, but I mean, you've got a third-round pick. You've re-signed Michael Gallup. You've got CeeDee Lamb. I know things are tough with the injury situation, but that should be a good trio of receivers along with Dalton Schultz. And I think that, again, it's a reasonable expectation that if you're paying a quarterback to be your franchise quarterback, to say, hey, if things are in place for you to make your reads, then make these throws and help us elevate guys. I think that's difficult. if the offensive line isn't blocking, because it you know, gets into your progressions and your reads and hurries things along and makes you bail out of things and you have to freelance a little bit more. And then it's a little bit tougher to elevate receivers when they're maybe not up to snuff. But overall, I don't think it's a – I get what Dave's saying. I get what everybody else has been saying. But I think that it's reasonable to want your quarterback to do that. And, I mean, I think he can do it. I think he will do it as long as the offensive line is – you know, has a strong enough season.
Yeah, and I just don't understand the scapegoat thing of, like, I mean, you've paid the quarterback, so why do you want to look like a schmuck that you paid a quarterback that you, so that at the end of the season you can say, oh, he's not that good. Like, he's the problem. And it's like, you've already committed to him. Like, that whole idea doesn't make a ton in the way of sense to me.
I don't think it's about making him look like a schmuck. Again, I mean, you've got a number one pick, CeeDee Lamb there. You just invested $60 million in Michael Gallup. You spent a third round pick, but you were willing to spend a second on Jalen Tolbert to get him here. You just picked Sam Williams because you were worried about Sam Williams getting to the third round. So you've invested this money in guys. You cleared the space to franchise Dalton Schultz. And, you know, you're trying to rebuild your offensive line. You're trying to block for him up there. So I think it's just an allocation of resources. And that's, you know, they know that they've got some defensive guys that they're going to have to pay big money to here soon. Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. And so I think what's happening here is that they're picking and choosing exactly how they want to allocate the funds. And I think after the Amari Cooper deal, they decided they didn't want to commit that much to that position anymore and that they'd rather build in the trenches, block for Dak, you know, make the running game more of a threat and then allow him to make the most of the receivers out there. They want him to do for some of these receivers what Tony Romo did for Laurent Robinson. And I think that's, again, I think that's a reasonable expectation. As long as they're blocking for him, I think he'll have a great season.
Bobby, I wanted to ask you about two guys and how likely it is we will see them play in the preseason game this coming weekend, Anthony Barr and Will Greer.
That's a good question. I think we should know more after these practices. I would think that Will Greer should be ready to go. I don't know with Anthony Barr. I mean, he's been activated. He'll practice. I just don't know what kind of ramp-up schedule they'll have for him. But I think that I think Will Greer should play. But Barr, I'm not nearly as certain of, but hopefully we get a better idea of that after these practices.
Bobby, I sat down and watched Sam Williams play a little bit in the game, and yep. The one thing that I was impressed with was how he was able to get off the ball. What I wasn't impressed with is it seemed like that he was got stuck in his technique a couple of different times. Did you see anything like that yourself in the game? As I was just because I wanted to make sure I was watching him and really was watching all the rookies is what I'm doing, but saw a guy with really, really good get off there, and I kind of felt like he was a little bit better on the left side than maybe on the right side.
Yeah, I thought his get off was great. I think he's got great snap anticipation. I think he, you know, fires off the ball really well. That's good stuff. I think it's natural to see, especially with defensive ends. You know, we've talked before about how receivers, there's a smaller learning curve these days for them in the modern NFL, and the same for quarterbacks. That's not the case for defensive ends. A lot of these pass rushers come out, they don't know how to use their hands. They don't know, you know, they haven't refined their pass rushing technique. And especially in this day and age where the ball is getting out so much faster, you've got to be a lot more savvy with your technique. And I think that just comes with being a young player. I know that he's been working on it. He's worked with the defensive line coaches on it. He's worked with, you know, Aiden Durdy. He's worked with a couple different defensive line trainers in the DFW area. So he's putting in the work. I think it's just a function of, hey, this is a rookie. Not everybody can be Micah Parsons athletically. And you know, he's an impressive athlete, but not enough to just flat out win with athleticism like that. And so I think it's just the technique's going to take a little bit of time to come along. Remember, DeMarcus Lawrence struggled in the early part of his career. Then it was 8 sacks. And then, you know, a couple years later, it was 14. So I think that technique just naturally comes along. But, I mean, once it does, you see the get off. That's great. That's impressive. And I think that that's something that you can build off of.
Bobby, they like your picture. 405, that picture on the live stream makes Bobby look like the most badass pro bass fisher this generation has ever seen.
Dear God.
Are you
I'm going full Bill Dance, am I?
Yeah, well, it's an improvement from Serial Killer.
It's a trucker hat similar to the one that Bill Dance wears. So, Bill Dance, Jimmy Houston, that's me right there.
You have a whopper plopper like Bronis?
I don't know what we always fished with growing up. Brian was we either did the Crick Hopper or the Panther Martin. That's what we fished with a lot.
Oh, the Panther Martin there. Okay, I got
that. Panther Martin works great in some of the rivers and creeks and stuff like that. Yeah. I've never been big on the topwater fishing.
Yeah.
We need to get Kenny from Quinlan to get Bobby one of those shut up and fish hats.
That's right.
Oh, he
that's
gave me exactly plenty. I've got one.
Oh, that's true. Walter's got a ton of them. Hey, Bobby, more likely before the season, the Cowboys sign a veteran backup kind of swing tackle guy or a wide receiver?
Or a man, backup quarterback. I don't know. I think quarterback's the least likely.
Okay.
I think they could get any of the three. You remember Will Greer was a cut down waiver claim last year. And so, I think they'll kind of take a look at it, and I think they'll be hunting the waiver wire for any of those three. So, whoever is available, I think they'd be likely to pounce on either of those because I think they recognize that they're in a bit of a tough spot right now.
Appreciate you as always, Bobby. We'll catch up with you soon. Take care.
All right, talk to you.
There he goes, Bobby Bell, the most follow on Cowboys Twitter. It is time now for LA Live with Lucius Alexander, and here he is in the Pimp Cup, LA.
All right. I got headlines for you guys right after this.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. Dance
some
everything.
Yeah. Everybody get hot. Yes, LA Live for August 16th, 2022. How'd it do?
August 16th already.
Yeah, August 16th already, bro. It's flying by.
It's crazy.
They said the Earth is spinning faster. They said it's spinning faster.
Feels like it.
It feels like it.
You know what that means, Lucius? Tomorrow, third Wednesday of the month, baby. Hey. VIP party at Baby Dolls.
God, I used to be up there like that heavy, bro.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for you at 7. Come on out.
Hey, you never know. I might come out of retirement, bro. You never know. We're in the dog days of the summer, right? Where's that come from? Anybody know?
I don't.
Dog days of summer?
Dog days of summer. I hear it has something to do with a star. This is not LA Live. I'm just asking because it came up to my head.
I don't know. I'll do some Googles.
Yeah. Something about a star. That's a belief. Sirius is up now. I think Sirius is up now. Anyway, here we go. Question for the Tolos. People who like their job, what do you do? I asked this on my Instagram, and I got some reactions. If you like your job, what do you do? A veterinarian?
Okay.
This guy said he likes his job. Talent acquisition partner.
Position partner.
That's pretty sweet. Like a recruiter.
Like HR?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Recruiter.
I don't know, bro.
Headhunter?
He follows
me. Headhunter, yeah.
He follows me. How about your boy? Let's see. Full-time streamer on YouTube and Twitch.
Oh, this guy. Dude, yeah. That seems like radio host, but with no boss.
Yeah.
You just wake up and come up with your content.
Yeah. Another fellow said started an alcohol company.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Wish I'd have done that.
Do what you love, man.
Yeah. A friend of mine, she said, sell photos.
Okay.
Oh, OnlyFans. Yeah.
I didn't get into it. I just left it down. Okay.
She gets to work from home.
She's selling the feet pics.
She's selling the foots. So if you have any out there, hit us up. G, back in the day, we do it every day at 2:30 here on The Fan. If you see anything out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on all social media platforms. We got a guy that's impersonating Kevin Hart. He prank called a gym. This man sounds just like Kevin Hart. But the gym workers go crazy. They think Kevin Hart and The Rock's about to show up.
Press 1 for new members.
No problem, Oasis Fitness Racing Rob. This is Ebony. How may I address your call?
I was actually hoping to talk to someone about a gym membership.
You can talk to me about a gym membership.
Okay, Ebony, this is Kevin Hart. I'm in town for the weekend. I was actually thinking about getting a gym membership, just something short term. I don't need nothing long, maybe like 2 or 3 days.
Good, bro.
Come on, Ebony, it's Kevin Hart. Me and you, I know you already feel the vibe.
Oh, my gosh, is this Kevin Hart for real?
This is actually Kevin Hart. I wouldn't lie about that. Swear to God.
Oh, my God, this is Kevin Hart.
It is Kevin Hart. How you doing?
It's him. Oh, my God.
It is. I appreciate it. Give me your name one more time.
My name is Ebony, and my boss's name is Dreamer.
Ebony, thank you so much.
My boss is standing right here. We're going to hook you up. We are huge fans, dude. I'm telling you. You come here right now, we're going to hook you up.
That's unbelievable. Look,
I'll pay for your 3-day pass. I'll pay for it if you come here right now.
You'll pay for my 3-day pass. Me and Dwayne Johnson, you'll pay for both of our passes.
Dwayne Johnson, he's not with you. Stop.
Dwayne will be in town tomorrow morning.
Dwayne will be here tomorrow morning.
He's my trainer. Somebody got to train me.
She wasn't ready.
ready.
That was fantastic. That is a really good impression.
That's very good.
He does sound just like
that. Would have fooled me.
Yeah.
She had her Beatles moment where it's like, oh my God.
Come here right now. I'm paying for you.
Do you think he actually calls him Dwayne, though, or does everybody call him Rock?
I think he calls him Dwayne.
Yeah, I think he calls him Dwayne. I see him a little Dwayne. You know, don't they prank each other?
They do.
Yeah, they do that a lot. And it gets kind of serious sometimes. This man says, L.A., I'm a full-time UPS driver, and I love it. There you go.
All right.
Nothing He's wrong. Safe out there.
Yeah, man.
Great benefits. Out there.
Don't get mad. UPS is hiring. Heating and air conditioning guy says he loves his job. Y'all paying attention, kids?
There's no way you like that job
Look
this time of year.
Yeah. Cynical ass.
You're up in attics at 140 degrees for hours.
I had a long visit with my guy today.
You're constantly in threat of heat stroke.
Did
what
you finally
did
get
say?
That fixed? Berkey's, this guy, he loved his job.
Really?
He appreciated the fact that I was interested in what he was doing. He's like, I don't ever get to interact with people at all. He goes, I go, how often does it happen? He goes, one out of every 30 calls. The guys want to know or gal want to know what I was interested in what he was doing. I was like, because this one of those things like when it gets hot, I don't want to do anything to screw it up. And he was explaining like, listen, this is what you need to look for. You know, if you see these signs, if you touch this copper pipe here.
I'm not touching anything, sir.
That's what I'm saying, though. But he says if that's hot or cold or whatever, then you need to get it fixed. So he was kind of coaching
me
up.
They do have some good info.
He loved his job. He thanked me so much for hanging out with him. Hey, thank you, man. I don't ever get to do this, but thank you. You know?
I asked the question for all the kiddies out there and people looking for a new job. Don't be afraid of the trades. Yeah. Don't be afraid of the trades.
That's right, yeah. All right.
I got some facts on deck, so let's get some knowledge, fellas, real quick here. A handshake transport more germs. Excuse me. All right.
It's all right. We forgive you.
No, you know. All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. A handshake.
Three, two.
A handshake transfers Nope. It's not happening for me today, Phil.
Uh-oh.
I just don't have it. I don't know what's happening.
Spell it,
maybe. I don't know what's going on.
5 hours a day, Lucius.
I don't know what's going on.
No. I do have the dog days of summer for you.
Reading is difficult.
So let me know whenever you want.
Roughly 75% of U.S. employees admit to stealing something from their job.
Wow. The Think Thin bars. Or Basky.
Brought us.
We had some great envelopes at the Cowboys. I mean, great ones.
Letterheads and whatnot.
Yeah.
I bet you were.
That is cool.
Send your bills in them, you know, and it was kind of impressive. Like, you'd send your bill in with a cowboy, like, envelope. Yeah. Like, oh,
maybe you're going to get a discount or something? They're going to charge you more.
I don't know. I was just kind of like, it was the kind where you didn't have to lick the envelope. There was a tab. You pulled it.
Oh,
and
I like
it
that
stuck,
one. Yeah.
And you knew that it wasn't going to come open.
I took so much chicken.
Did you really?
Oh, at Chick-fil-A, really? Bro.
Sandwiches are just the little pieces of chicken.
Everything.
All of it.
Did you resell it?
No.
I know some cats that used to work at Popeye's, and they resold the chicken. It.
Hey, guys, come on over. I got my 8-count nuggets for
you. I'm telling you. I know some cats that worked at Popeye's
I probably
and resold it, bro, in the streets.
Yeah, I'm not that smart.
You think we close at 11, but
I'll say
anything at any time.
Pull on back, bro.
Did everybody else walk out with food, or was it just you?
They were pretty good about it for the most part, but once I got to managerial status, I gave zero bleeps. I'm taking if there's trays left over.
You took trays like you show up at parties with the trays.
Perks of the job, man.
You kidding me?
Show up to parties? No, he showed up solo in his bedroom and he just bogarted it.
My dad loved it. I did show up to a couple parties for some trays.
Yeah,
you were the MVP of those parties.
Like trays of chicken minis or
couldn't get the minis because we don't serve those after 10:30. But some nugs. Sometimes we'd make an extra wrap tray. And those didn't get sold, and we would have to throw it away. So I'd take one of those or chicken salad sandwich. We used to sell those.
Oh, those are good.
They're just going to be wasted.
Did you ever intentionally make more?
No, I never intentionally did. We close
in 30 minutes. We'll have like four more customers, but I'm going to make like a full batch of stuff.
Never intentionally did it.
Nobody came and picked up that number two, man. Guess I'll get rid of it for you guys.
Hey, guys, we need a large nugget tray for 9:45. Oh, sorry about that. Did you make it? It's okay.
Steve Jobs, he named Apple partly because it appeared in the phone book before his previous employee in Atari.
Oh.
That's why he named it Apple?
A-P-A-T.
I like that.
Yeah. So.
What a iconic logo, though, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I cannot like the swoosh.
I don't know what's going on with me right now, bro. We change our voice when we talk to people we like.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
We get high.
Oh, man.
Our pitch, yeah.
My
hi,
mom on people. The phone.
Yes. That hits you with that fake high?
Mm-hmm.
Because hi. You go back high. You can't help it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't help it.
Hello?
I'm doing great. Yeah.
I always look down on myself when I notice myself doing that. Like, why'd you do that? Like,
Gavin Dawson.
Is that how you talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Men with deep voices tend to have lower sperm counts than men with higher pitched voices.
Crap.
Yeah, that's why it took so long to have this last baby. Me and fiance wife, we were getting after it for a while.
Was it fun though?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Great practice.
I thought for a while that I must have started shooting blanks at some point between Abby and
Remy.
Oh,
you got nervous?
Because it was going for a while.
Yeah.
I got some headlines right quick. Six Flags CEO plans to raise prices, says the park is turned into a daycare for teenagers.
There you go. Yeah, you can't just drop off your kids.
I got Six news Flags. For Six Flags CEO. It's always been a park for teenagers.
Yeah. This is not where the adults go to hang out.
No, bro, it's always been that. I remember getting my, what was that, the pass? The season pass?
Yes.
Mama dropped me off, and we go to like the Cheddar's or something like that for lunch, and then come back to Six Flags and party some more.
Dude.
Please, man.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's exactly what it is. It's a daycare
it's
for teenagers.
It's such a win-win, man, yeah. Because the kids are pumped because it's like, okay, great, I get to experience this, and it's way cheaper than real daycare.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see. Got some more. A pet dog caught the monkeypox from its owners after sleeping on the bed and licking them. So y'all be careful with that monkeypox out there. You can get it from linens and touchins and huggins and everything.
He was licking the bed?
He was licking the owners, but he was on the bed. What?
You never had that situation? Dog shows up and
just lick it?
Treat you like an ice cream cone a little bit?
Oh, 100%.
Come here, Cleo. Come here.
I'm a walking cone.
Kiss your baby.
He's peanut butter, huh?
Let's see. Dodge will discontinue its gas-powered Challenger and Charger muscle cars at the end of next year, marking the end of an era for a brand as it starts to transition to electric vehicles.
Oh, really? They're going
that's
there
shocking.
Too, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, they're saying that in the next 20 years or so, there's not going to be any more of these old-school pure gas vehicles being made.
Wow.
You know? Might want to hang on to him now.
I think that's probably why the CEOs are going all the way up to the like the North Pole area, and they're like mining for stuff. The big time CEOs, like the big billionaires. Mark Cuban's got some action going on up there.
Trying to find the next oil reserves? Or
yeah, I think so, man. Precious stones.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Who knows what's under that ice?
Yeah, that's what they're looking for. What a weird day. Hey, check this out.
What a weird day.
Yeah, check this out. I got a little clip for you. I don't know if we have time.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Why not?
We'll make damn time.
I'll cut it off. This guy is locked up in jail in Arizona. He's missing his girlfriend. They're having problems. So he calls his girlfriend to, you know, hey, man, let's straighten it out.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess you don't want my love, so I got to move on to shit, baby. I feel like you got somebody else. You cheating on me and like that, but it's cool though. You feel me? I'm gonna let you do you. You feel me? Every time I look up, you always getting your hair did every day. Like, sit down somewhere, take your hair, go to sleep or something. But you want to put on clothes every day? Like, I'm depressed. I want you to be depressed with me. You feel me? I don't get that, man. If I'm miserable, you supposed to be miserable, baby. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't want my love, I guess I'm gonna move on.
To cell 3.
Yeah, and, you're in prison, bro.
Like I said, this got crazy how you doing, man. I told you, send me a goddamn letter. You talking about some? If I send you another letter, I'm gonna be going off on you, man. Why you can't send me no letter, a good positive letter, positive energy? Why you gotta be so negative? You feel me? Like, man, you need to chill out, man. I don't know what the you on. You need to stop drinking that liquor, smoking that dope you on. I don't know what the is, but you feel me? But you got me. Nah, we up and shit, bro. For real. You know, I don't even play that shit.
I feel so
he
bad.
Goes on for a while. I had to cut it off. But yeah, man, he's depressed. He's hurt. His girl's out here having fun. I don't know why he thought she was going to be, loyal to him while he was locked up.
He said, take yourself to sleep or something.
Yeah. I'm depressed. I want you to be depressed with me.
Brand
this
new
cool.
hair.
You want to be putting on clothes every day?
How dare you live your life?
Yes.
Wow.
That was perhaps the most pathetic of all broken
hey,
up with calls.
Shout out to the Fantex for holding me down. Yes, it is lithium batteries they're going for. They are digging for lithium up there in the North Pole. So, yeah.
You want to do that handshake one more time?
Huh? You feel like handshake when you got in the handshake?
Yeah. I don't know what's going
third
on.
Third time's
man.
A charm.
Oh, yeah. Let me go back. Did I throw it away?
You got
bro.
This.
I believe in
come
you.
On, Lucius. Here we go. Here we go.
A handshake transfers more germs than a kiss on the cheek.
Boom. He nailed it. There it is.
We're kissing each other.
LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40-ish. We got the 6 o'clock sound off. Your chance to compete against your fellow Tolo for the best call of the day is next on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.